It worked! The debigulator worked!
We're through the looking glass here, people.
I run an unsuccessful shrimp company.
Did you hear something?
No.
Did I?
I don't know.
Simpsons chat. I'm not going to go on and on. Because I'm running out of time. But I really wanted to discuss one of my favorite Simpsonses of all time. Lisa the Simpson, which is episode 195. It's about Lisa thinking that she's going to become dumb. And there are many episodes that center around Lisa's intelligence and, you know, her being insecure about it. But this is my favorite of those. I really relate to it, you know? It's like, I guess most smart people have that fear, you know, of losing the one thing that is good about them because, you know, people hate smart people, but at least they have their intelligence. So what happens is that Lisa is unable to solve a puzzle that is on the back of like a Lunchables thing at lunchtime at school, and everyone else can solve it. I think maybe not Ralph. I don't remember whether Ralph can or can't, because I feel like that would be a little too far-fetched for Ralph to be able to do it, but I think maybe even he can do it. Nelson can definitely do it. And he goes, after he realizes that he knows the answer, he goes, "Champion of the world!" And that's one of my favorite Nelson quotes. I love Nelson, by the way. And so she's upset, and she interviews Grandpa, who tells her that both Bart and Homer used to be smart. And unfortunately, they have the Simpson gene, which dumbens people. There is a gradual dumbening that happens as a Simpson grows up. And Lisa is very, very upset. And eventually, Homer helps her track down all the different Simpsons relatives from all over the place. And there's like really funny sight gag of all of the different people that look like Homer, you know, and they're all stupid. and it's great. One of them is a prison snitch. One of them runs an unsuccessful shrimp company. The one that looks the most successful is a guy who impersonates a billionaire at parties. And it's all very funny. And then, in the same scene, the despondent Lisa realizes that it's only the men that have become stupid, because the women of the Simpson line do not carry that dumbening gene. And she meets all of these other relatives that have never appeared since, that are women and that are very successful. Like one of them's an architect, one of them's a doctor, and then one of them is the third largest distributor of bunk and trundle beds. And that's the one that Marge is very impressed by. And that's one of my favorite Marge jokes too. Just the fact that like she hears bunk and trundle beds and goes, "Woo!" It's so good. And just for the jokes alone about Homer and Bart being stupid and, you know, Lisa despairing because of that, it is worth a look. I like the game that they play where they put pots on their heads and they run at each other. It's super funny. And when they're watching TV together, and the nonstop Fox show that they're watching is called When Buildings Collapse. I remember seeing that new and just like falling on my ass laughing. It was so funny. Episode written by Ned Goldreyer and directed by Susie Dieter. Another one from season 9. I know I talked about season 9 last week also. That's all I have to say about it. But you run it, right? Simpsons time is a regular segment of a WFMU radio program called Nazario Scenario, hosted by me, Amanda Nazario. You can look at a complete list of the programs by going to wfmu.org/playlists/AN. Thank you for choosing this as a program to entertain you podcast-wise instead of listening to When Buildings Collapse. I'll talk to you next time. Bye!